Brother Joseph, is this microchip the mark of the beast that the Bible talks about?
Well, for sure it has all the characteristics, because it does not, there is simply not there in the world, there is not another device that could take the place of the mark of the beast. For all the Bible scholar, people who know the Bible, they know that the mark of the beast is supposed to be a device not better identified, which is supposed to control all the people of the world. We cannot think anything else besides the microchip.
What are the characteristics of the mark of the beast? The microchip we saw in the film, what about the mark of the beast? What are its characteristics?
Right, the characteristics are basically they control the person enough for the enough to send the person to hell. See, there are some scripture in Revelation 14, which talks very clearly. It says that anybody who receives the mark of the beast and worship the beast will go to the lake of fire. So it's so bad. It's not a rubber stamp. It's not a passport. It's not a document. It's not a microchip installed in your necklace, in your earring, in a book. In your wallet, it's inside your skin. You cannot get rid of it, and it influences your brain. The microchip, it's a radio microchip. It works on signals. It's a trans receiver. It both receives and sends signals, and this is very alarming.
I understand, but still, what does the microchip have to do with the mark of the beast? Considering that, as we saw in the movie, the microchip is something that will help people's safety and people's health.
Yes, they're going to try to sell it to you, convince you to have it installed on your body. They're going to come up with all kinds of reasons. So I am one of those people who believe that the 9/11 was a setup to steal the Americans and eventually the whole world of personal liberties, rights. See, right now, people in America and also in Europe can be arrested and put for a number of years, 4 years in Europe after the Lisbon European Summit. They can put you in jail 4 years without any proofs, without you calling a lawyer, without just because they suspect you. Now, they're not doing it because the world situation is not in a point now that people would put up with it. There is not an emergency. But the next 9/11, which I believe possibly is going to be a bacteriological or a nuclear terrorism against a big city, is going to freak people out so badly, they'd be willing to give up their civil liberties. You understand?
Yes, I understand. So are you saying that these people, we saw in the film, they received the microchip very happily. Are they all going to hell?
No. This is not the mark of the beast yet. See, the mark of the beast is when this microchip are going to come under the control of a politician, a world leader, which the Bible calls him different names. Ezekiel 38 is called Gog, coming from Magog. Magog is the Bible name for Russia. And this man called Gog is also called the Antichrist in 1 John 2, verse 18. In Revelation chapter 11, 12, 13, and 17, is called the Beast. This guy is a demon who will receive the power from the devil. Now, attention, 2 Corinthians 11, we read that the Bible specifically says that the devil comes as an angel of light. All right, in other words, that the devil presents himself as a messenger of God. He always speaks in the name of Jesus, the name of God. That's why people don't know the Bible. There are many Christians today in the world who don't know the Bible, and they're easily deceived by the devil because he comes in the name of Jesus. If you don't know the Bible, you're going to be deceived by the devil. So people were happy to receive this because it's going to be presented with a lot of advantages and opportunity against crime. If you have a car accident, they're going to find your blood group, etc., etc. But these are just excuses.
Like, we saw this lady, Molly Phillips, she has diabetes, and she says since she got a microchip, she's much more safer, and she knows that anytime she can be helped by doctors. And this is something very positive for her. It's an improvement in her life.
This is true. Like carrying a microchip is that undeniably there are some advantages. I have some documents, some doctors who have written in newspapers, which I have copies, and they say that, like Taiwan, for example, they made a microchip along this line, that the microchip, the carriers of this device, they receive benefits. They get healed of different sicknesses, like tension. Headaches, migraines, problem in the ear, in the all kinds of different sickness, a certain number, they get healed. So it's going to be like miraculous, this thing. It's going to be like impossible to refuse. Just like the iPhone now, it's a worldwide explosion. Now the Apple company became the richest company in the world, even bypassed Google, which was number one because of the iPhone. Well, the iPhone is a type of the mark of the beast. It has a GPS, and if you have an iPhone, they know where you are because of the GPS. Only this GPS is going to be in the microchip, and they're going to find out, they're going to know everywhere you are. Understand?
Yes.
All right. So this basically is like it would have been a dream for any dictator, a Stalin, a Hitler. Boy, those guys, they would have gotten drunk. They would have celebrated with champagne if they could have. They could have had something like the microchip to install on their subjects. Stalin, imagine, he wouldn't have had to send. He wouldn't have had to kill 40 million Russians. Okay, people rebelled against his so-called communism. Hitler, he wouldn't have to pass into history like one of the greatest villain who sent so many people to Auschwitz, Dachau, and so many concentration camp, because the microchip basically turns you into vegetable. Now, not a vegetable in coma that you can't walk anymore. It's like you don't even know yet the microchip is controlling you.
I understand. I did hear a lot in the Christian world, they say the microchip is the mark of the beast. And I believe this spread kind of also in the non-Christian world. People heard about this idea. Why do they still receive it?
Well, first of all, it's not the Christians who know about it who are receiving it. These are the atheists. These are the worldly. These are the people who are totally ignorant of the Word of God, who don't know the Bible, and they would know. They would really get scared
You
about
don't
it.
think everybody heard that the microchip could be the mark of the beast?
Not everybody. A lot of people, but not everybody. And a lot of people just laughing about it. Just like when the people were warning against Stalin, against Hitler, against these guys. And they were just laughing. In fact, they were fighting against these opponents, and they were actually they got violent against them, and they actually, as a reaction, they were supporting communism and Nazis all the more, because this regime and these dictators were promising everything that the people wanted to hear. The Bible says they speak as the world, and the world hears them. You understand? So the Antichrist, which is not going to come in the name of the Antichrist with two horns of a devil, etc., is going to come like a great politicians. Today, the password, all right, the slogan to make war is peace. Today, they make peace, they make wars in the name of peace. All right, so America can go to Vietnam and bomb, killed a couple of million people, Cambodian, in Laos, etc., for peace. The American can go to Iraq, can go to Afghanistan, and now they're preparing a war against Iran. In the name of peace, everything. So the Bible says, in fact, in Daniel 11, I want to read to you a prophecy. Daniel 11, verse 21. There is a very important prophecy which it tells us how the Antichrist will come to power, and he will seduce and deceive the world. This is the strategy he will use. Daniel 11. 21. And in his place shall arise a vile person to whom they will not give the honor of the kingdom. We're talking about the kingdom of the whole world, okay? And he shall come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue. by flatteries. So he shall come in peaceably. In verse 24, again repeats, he shall enter peaceably even unto the richest parts of the province. In other words, you see here, Daniel was prisoner in Babylon 5 centuries before Christ. The province was the world. So the Antichrist is going to rise in the name of peace. Everybody is going to follow him, just like they follow the Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin. It's like, if I ask you which of the greatest villains, the greatest deceivers, okay, the world does not follow. Zero. Okay, yeah. Napoleon was a success in France, Hitler in Germany, Stalin in Russia. Today, Bush in America, and now we have Obama. It's like these guys are not Christian. These guys are not trying to help the world. They're trying to help their pockets, their money, their advantage, their interest. I mean, not even their country, just themselves. All right.
You said the microchip is not yet the mark of the beast, and
no.
That Antichrist will bring the mark of the beast. When do you think it will happen?
Well, I believe it's going to happen very soon, because there is a prophecy in Daniel 9:27, which says that the Antichrist is going to make a covenant, a pact, a political, political and religious and holy covenant for 7 years. If you read the Daniel 9:27, it says that the Antichrist will make a covenant with many for 1 week. And 1 week, it is 7 years in the Bible. You can double check this prophecy in Genesis 29, verse 27. Explains that 1 week, it is 7 years. So then it says in the scripture, talking about Daniel 9, 27, it will break the covenant in the middle of the week. In other words, the middle of 7 years. That is 3.5 years through the pact. And then it says that it will stop the daily sacrifice. And it will place an abomination of desolation. It says and Daniel 9:27 and Daniel 11:31. It will play is the same event. It plays the abomination of desolation, which will cause the great tribulation. You can read the following scripture, Daniel 11:31-35. Now, I understand that this scripture, this prophecy in some Bible is interpreted as Antiochus Epiphanes, who put sacrifice a pig in the temple, etc. These interpretations are all wrong. Because we know, because Jesus said. See, in Matthew 24:15-16, Jesus says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, then know that you need to flee to the mountain. Why? Verse 21. Matthew 24:21 says, then shall be great tribulation. So Jesus said, when you see the abomination, Jesus is saying, shall be great tribulation. So Jesus places the abomination of desolation just before the rapture. You understand? After that, immediately after the abomination, there is the tribulation, verse 21, and the rapture, verse 29. I'm talking about Matthew 24. I'm giving you like a little overall. Is this kind of coming clear to you?
So when do you think it's going to happen, the mark of the beast and the Antichrist implementing it?
It's going to happen, I believe, very soon. Now, the Bible doesn't give us a date.
You were talking about the last 7 years.
Yes. Yes, these last 7 years are very significant because the Bible doesn't give us a date. But Jesus gave a generation, a space of a generation. In Matthew 24, which is one of the pivotal chapter in the whole end time, okay, Jesus takes a whole chapter to talk about just the end time, the rise of the Antichrist, etc. So Jesus says in Matthew 24:34, the generation that sees these things shall not pass away, that all shall be fulfilled. Which things? The signs of the end, which prophetically are from Matthew 24, verse 4 until verse 22. All the signs, famines, earthquake, pestilences, the love becoming cold, the Christian persecuted, etc., etc.
Now, these signs existed also during Jesus' days. They existed even before Jesus came to earth. So the signs existed always in the humanity's history. I don't believe that the microchip is a coincidence that it exists today. I do believe we're in the end time, but I would like to know exactly when it's going to be the mark of the beast.
Yes, it takes a little bit of Bible study, and in fact, I have recorded different messages and different CDs. Anybody who's interested, please write in. There is an email. We'll send it to you one way or the other. And we send everything, we are missionaries here. We send everything for a donation, whatever you want to give. If you don't want, we give you for free. It doesn't matter, just as long as we can get the message out. But God bless anybody who can help. So, in answer to your question, the date, the Bible doesn't give a date, and there have been many false prophets, in fact, who have been giving dates up and down. I don't have a date, but I do have. Jesus said that there is a last generation. A generation, how long is a generation? A generation, just a while ago, the Lord told me how long is a generation. In Matthew 24, yeah, let me read it to you. Matthew chapter 24, we read in verse 34. I say unto you, this generation will not by means pass away till all these things will take place. Now, in every place I go and I talk and I ask, do you believe we are in the end time? Everybody says yes. Anybody knows the Bible a little bit. So everybody who knows the Bible a little, I mean, in the last few years, for many years now, everybody will tell me, everybody will tell you, we are in the end time. Now, attention. In this end time, in the end time, Jesus said in Matthew 24, there shall be these signs: wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes. Now, you say there have been wars all the time. Yes, but Jesus is talking about the wars of the end time, which we know we are now living.
Yes.
Because in Matthew 24, verse 3, they ask the questions very specific. They ask the disciple, asked Jesus, when is the end of the world? When are you coming back? And so Jesus is going to talk about the end time. So he's going to say, in the end time, there's going to be wars, rumors of war. Now, since we agree that this is the end time, also because the world couldn't take, it couldn't continue much longer. It's really getting destroyed, okay? Atomic bombs everywhere, etc.
Yes.
Now, in this same time, you shall hear of wars. Question: in this same time, when did the big world war begin? You can ask anybody, and everybody will tell you
1914.
1914,
Yes.
World War I. Everybody will tell you. So we agree, number one, we're in the end time. That the war that Jesus was talking about, it started in 1914. Attention, when the disciple asked when he coming back, Jesus gave a series of signs, about 10 signs, from Matthew 24, verse 4 until 14, about 10 signs. But the first signs he gave, it was World War I. In other words, wars, rumors of war, which began World War I. I mean, we're all in agreement here. So then you have to start count the last generation that he's talking about from 1914.
For sure, I agree that in the last few years, the number of earthquakes and tsunamis and tornadoes, it's incredible. It's just shocking. Every single day we hear about disasters.
Amen. That's the way it is. And so I was saying, the last generation starts in 1914, to the best of our biblical interpretations. Now, the question is, which all my life I've been wondering, how long is a generation? Well, just a while ago, I just was in the morning early, I was praying, I was listening to an audio message in Genesis, and I got a shock because God told me the number of the years. God told me exactly how long is a generation. You see, everybody you ask, they say 70 years. But 70 years from 1914, that takes us to 1984.
Yeah.
All right? So 1984 is past. So
Yes.
Jesus is not back yet. So a generation is not 70. Is not 80. Is not even 90. They're all past. How long is a generation? Well, the Lord just told me. One generation is 100 years.
Because
Because God, see, I don't preach prophecies without God giving me a scripture. Because I have fear of God. So the Lord gave me a scripture. Write it down. Genesis 15, verse 13 and 16. In this two scripture, you can go check. It says that one generation is 100 years. Okay, you can go check and double check and triple check. So then, now that we know that one generation is 100 years, then we know it expires in when? 2000 and what?
14.
And 14.
You said Genesis 15?
Genesis 15, verse 13 and 16.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So basically, we are just We are just now, just at around the corner. The 2014, the last generation is finished.
That means Jesus comes back in 2014.
Does that mean that Jesus comes back? No, it doesn't mean that.
So what does it mean then?
It means that, see, like I told you before, there is still 7 years to go. There is still a 7 year covenant to be signed, Daniel 9:27.
Between who and who?
Well, in Daniel 11, he talks about, I think it's verse 38. Let me double check. Daniel 11, verse, let me check if it's 38 or 20, maybe 28. Yes, 28 and 30. It says that the covenant is called the Holy Covenant, Daniel 11, 28 and 30. It repeats two times. The seven-year covenant is called holy. Why? Because it's going to be made between, it's made in Jerusalem. How do we know it's in Jerusalem? Well, Jesus said that when you see the abomination in the holy place, it says in Matthew 24, 15. Now, there is only one holy place in the whole Bible, and that is the temple in Jerusalem. How do we know? Well, just read the Bible. If you read Ezekiel, for example, 41, verse 4 and 5 over there, it says that the temple is the holy place. All right. So the covenant is holy because if it's holy, it must be made between religions. In fact, what do they need in Jerusalem today? That is almost, they are risking a World War III today over Jerusalem.
Yes.
Okay, because if America attacks Iran, see, Israel is afraid of Iran. So because Israel is afraid of Iran building atomic bombs, Israel is going to send America, because America depends on Israel, basically, right? So Israel is going to send America to destroy Iran. Of course, Israel can attack first, which is probably, I expect that. I expect Israel to attack Iran. And then, of course, America is going to back up Israel. But here is the problem. Like in World War One, all the other countries are going to jump in. All the Muslims are going to start backing up Iran, all right? And Russia is going to back up Iran and China, you understand? And Europe is going to play both sides, because Europe is usually a prostitute when it comes to politics. They always see what's the convenience, all right? And so that's what's happening. So basically, that's it. So this can bring everybody in, and that is going to bring us into the end time.
So what does it mean, the year 2014?
Well, 2014.
If it's not Jesus coming back, what is it?
2014, like I said, 2014 is the end of the last generation, but there is still 7 years covenant to go between the 7 years to go, because there is a covenant among the three religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. They're going to divide Jerusalem. Right now, World War III could happen over Jerusalem. So they need a holy covenant in Jerusalem to avoid a world war, which probably will precipitate over Israel and Iran, etc. So they need a treaty. And everybody's putting pressure on both sides. And Hamas and Fatah got together and made a government in the Palestinian area. Israel is under pressure to make peace. They will have to make peace. Everything is heading in the direction of the prophecy. So I expect them to make a seven-year treaty, which should be signed. It could be signed 2014. Why do I say 2014? I say 2014 because, you see, Israel and Europe already have a covenant of 7 years. The seven-year covenant already began. If you go on internet and you type NP, E-N-P-I, and you type Israel, EU, 2007, 2013, all the documents come to you that Europe has already made a covenant, a pact, a political agreement between Israel and Europe. Now, what Europe lacks is still the Antichrist, the leader. You understand?
Which is around somewhere.
Which is around somewhere, but this we'll talk another time, because tonight I just wanted to talk about the Mark of the Beast.
So if they might start this covenant in 2014, that's when the Santa Christ will implement the Mark of the Beast?
Well, not so fast, because he will not have the power yet, because he'll have to break the covenant first. So what I'm trying to say is that the NP is going to end in the NP expires 31 December 2013. So 2014, the 1st January, they will have to renew the covenant for 7 years. Is it going to be the last one? We don't know. Depends that they make the temple. Because it's prophesied that they have to build a temple in order for the Jews to offer the sacrifices and so that the Antichrist can stop it after 3.5 years. So if in 2014, 1st of January, you don't see the temple in Jerusalem going up, the Jewish temple, then it is not the last 7 years. I think that very, very easily
But it's
it
the
will
end of the
be.
last generation.
What?
It's the end of the last generation.
Yes, but it's like 1 generation is approximate, okay? So you can add, take or leave 5 years, 7 years. So if you add the 7 years to 2014, it makes sense that it's the last generation. That's why I say that it's most probable the 1st of January 2014 will start the last 7 years. We will know for sure when we see that they're also building the temple. But I'm saying that probably will be in 2014 because the 100 years have expired.
I understand.
And so the mark of the beast will be implemented in the middle of the 7 years because the Antichrist will have to sign the covenant, possibly 2014, if he, otherwise 2021. But I think it's most probably 2014.
Will he make it mandatory for everybody?
And, yes, he will. Then, for the first 3.5 years, there'll be wars. The Bible prophesied wars. And then, when he breaks the covenant, he will break it through another war, it says in Daniel 11, verse 30 and 31. And then they will place the abomination of desolation, Daniel 11, 31. This will cause the great tribulation. All right, you can read it, Daniel 11, 30, 31 to 35. The great tribulation that Jesus was talking about. See, the same abomination that Daniel, we read in Daniel 11, 31, that causes the tribulation that Daniel talks about. Where? Daniel 11. 31 to 35. Abomination and tribulation. You can read it. Now I'm going quickly because I don't have much space here. But it's the same event that Jesus repeated and talked about in Matthew 24, 15 to 21. He says, when you see the abomination spoken by Daniel the prophet, verse 21, then flee because there shall be great tribulation. You understand? So when is the mark of the beast implemented? Well, assuming that January the 1st, 2014, that the temple goes up after when they renew this covenant, then he will break the covenant in the middle. So you count 14, 15, 16, 17 and a half. That's 2017 and a half. That's the middle of the week, the middle of the 7 years. Then he will put the abomination of desolation. And from 17 and a half, and then you go to 18, 19, 20, and 21. From 17 and a half to 21 December, about, is the end of the 7 years, and that's when the rapture would be. Do you understand?
Yes.
So if we see the temple, just remember this. If you see the temple going up the 1st of January 2014, the tribulation in 2017, rapture 2021.
And how do you know that it will be mandatory for everybody, the microchip?
Because the Bible says, Revelation 13, it says nobody can buy or sell except those who have the mark of the beast. I don't think they kill you because you don't have the mark of the beast. Simply, you cannot do shopping. You can starve and die of starvation. But the Bible says in Revelation 12 that the woman, the bride of Christ, the church, the faithful church, will be protected.
But will it be mandatory by law? Like, for example, if you go in a foreign country without a passport, you are illegal. Will you be illegal without a microchip?
Yeah, probably, yes.
So you're gonna be, have to run and hide. You're gonna be like a
Yeah, but
criminal.
Jesus said in Matthew 24, 15 and 16, when you see the abomination, flee, go and hide, because they're going to try to kill you. Woe to the women who are pregnant, to the nursing mothers, etc. Matthew 24.
And where are we gonna hide?
Well, Jesus said, flee to the mountains, which is a symbolic thing. The mountains, in the first 300 years of Christianity, it meant the catacombs, often.
Yes.
Now it wouldn't be the catacombs. Now it would be the mountains. But it's like there are some countries like the Netherlands, Holland, Denmark, there is no mountains. So it's a spiritual thing. Like you can hide in a village, in a little house, you can hide in the woods, you can hide even under the mark of the beast, you can hide. You go to a place where people have the mark of the beast and just work around, just, you know, you follow?
I understand, yeah. What about these people who, for example, we saw in this film, many people receive the microchip not thinking that in the future it's going to be the mark of the beast, that they can go to hell. These people, will they be able to take it out of their body?
No, I don't think so. No, because once you receive, right now this chip, it doesn't have any value. It's just a rinky-dinky vaccination. It's a radio transmitter, okay? It's a monstrosity. It has 250,000 electronic parts, computerized parts. But right now it's not activated, understand? It's not under control of the Antichrist.
Yes.
So they're still on time to take it out.
So now they can still take it out.
They can still take it out because it's not influencing their brain satanically.
Okay.
But once the microchip comes under the control of this great world leader, which the Bible calls the beast and the Antichrist, the devil in the flesh, he will have all the control in his briefcase, like the president of America has a briefcase with all the atomic buttons. Okay, he will have a briefcase wherever he goes to control. He's the top of the pyramids, okay? Is Satan, the devil. He controls the world, and he will be here in person because he's going to be cast out from heaven.
But the Antichrist, he will be able to control the microchips in any part of the world? Like, will he be in control over the whole world?
Not in the beginning, because in Daniel 11, you can count from verse 21 until 45. That's the career of the Antichrist. That's the... when he rise, you can count five big wars. So if he's fighting five big wars, King of the North, Antichrist, against the King of the South, which is Israel and America, it's like that means it doesn't control the world, okay? Anyway, America will take the microchip because America, they already taken it, understand?
Yeah.
America is devilish, Antichrist, etc., only in a different way. It's like two different mafia competing, understand?
Okay, so will the Antichrist control America and the citizens with the microchip in America?
No, actually, the America will never take the microchip knowing that it's controlled by the Antichrist, okay?
Yes.
So what's happening, what the devil is doing now is having America receive the microchip right away before the Antichrist comes. Because the devil controls the media, the newspaper, the banks. So everything controlled now already. Spirit of the Antichrist is here. So the Americans are receiving the microchip now, not because it's from the Antichrist, but because it's on fashion, because there is a protection,
yes,
because for security, because it's against the crime. Okay, but then you see, is the microchip, the you see, let me read it to you. It's not exactly, it's more deceiving than the... Let me read you a scripture in Revelation 13. It's very interesting, okay?
Yes.
About the microchip. You see, in verse 11, it says, Revelation 13, 11, I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he spoke as a lamb, and he had two horns of a lamb, and he spoke as like a dragon. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast. So he's going to be another devil, okay? And then it goes on to say that in verse 14, it will tell the world to make an image to the beast, to the Antichrist. Okay, and he was granted power to give breath to the image. Okay, now this he, we have to see who it is. It could be this false prophet that gives power to the image, understand? You see, understand, it talks about the false prophet here, okay? So he deceives, the false prophet deceives those who dwell on the earth. And he tells the world to make an image, an image of the beast, okay, which in my person, I think is going to be a great computer, a big computer, which will reflect the demonic spirit of the Antichrist, okay? And he was given, was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark, that no one, 17, could buy or sell except he that has the mark or the number of his name. And here is wisdom. The number is 666. So, What I'm trying to say is this. Here there is another devil involved. It's called the false prophet. It's called the false prophet. We see that in Revelation 16:16, Revelation 19:20. It's called the false prophet, and he goes straight to hell. So this guy is the one that makes an image of the beast, an image of the Antichrist. So this guy, I believe, is going to be a top religious leader, the false prophet. And the world is going to listen to him when he says, make an image of the beast. Now, the image, I believe, is going to be some kind of a big computer, which spiritually reflects the image of the devil, because this computer is going to be programmed according to the will of Satan, according to the spirit of the devil, according to the politics of the Antichrist. This computer is going to have all the rules, the new rules that the Antichrist will put on the world. Of course, there are going to be political rules that most of the world will accept, because they're going to be deceived. Understand? So the mark of the beast may not be implemented by the Antichrist, therefore refused by the Americans and the Antichrist enemies. Maybe a great idea of the false prophets.
One second, see if I understood. So this false prophet, you say it's a religious leader who will speak in favor of the Antichrist?
Yes.
And religious leader means Christian?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big Christian leader of a worldwide Christian religion.
And that means that the Christians will listen to him and follow the Antichrist?
I think there's going to be a crack in the Christians. I think a lot of the Christians, the born again, the true Christian, are going to smell the rat. And I think the nominal Christian, Laodicea, the lukewarm, and the ones who are born again just in the religion but not in the spirit, I think they'll follow him and take the mark.
How do you know he's a Christian?
Well, because he says in verse 11, Revelation 13:11, he says that I saw another beast coming from the earth that could be signifying from hell. That's with the bottomless pit. I think that's what it means. And he has two horns of a lamb. In other words, the lamb in the Bible symbolizes Jesus Christ.
I understand.
So this guy,
yes,
I believe, is going to come under the cloak of Christianity. And if the world will... If the whole world is going to be listening to him, it means he has a voice, like he has a worldwide voice. So this guy, I believe, is going to be the leader of a big Christian religion.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but you were talking about the people in America who have the microchip when the Antichrist is not controlling America. And you were talking about this.
Yeah, I was saying that the microchip is not going to be, it will not start as an idea of the Antichrist. In fact, the devil, the smart devil, is already starting it now before the Antichrist comes, so that even the Antichrist enemies are going to receive it. So that when the Antichrist will conquer a country, he will take control of the microchips, understand? The people are going to be already microchipped.
I understand.
Like, not every country is going to be microchipped under the control of the Antichrist right away, but only after he conquers them militarily.
I understood, yes. It's clear. One more question, Brother Joseph. I want to ask you, what will happen in the future if certain people will accept the microchip, being ignorant of what it represents, like these people today? These people we saw in the film, they took the microchip not knowing they are going to hell. Are they going to really go to hell because they're ignorant?
Well, listen, there are people going to hell every day who are not evangelized. Since the day of the fall when the serpent deceived Adam and Eve, people have been going to hell. And that's why Jesus came to them on the cross. That's why we are here to evangelize. That's why I have been preaching the gospel 37 years.
I know, but
years.
You think it's not fair, you think, at least, okay, in our mind, we consider it not fair. Nobody told them.
Well, first of all, the Bible says that the Lord is not going to lose any of his sheep. So one way or the other, the Holy Spirit is more powerful than the devil and the Christ and all the demons put together. Nobody is going to go to hell that is not supposed to go. I don't believe Calvinism. I believe Calvinism is wrong. It's a false doctrine. And there is no predestination. The only predestination there is because God predestines people to go to hell or to heaven, or because he already knows in advance the decision they will make. Because like it says in Deuteronomy 30:19, remember, says, I put in front of you, O Israel, life and death, blessing and the curse. Choose life. So listen, if God tells Israel choose between life and death, blessing and curse, that means that there is no predestination. But then why does the Bible and Paul in Romans chapter 8 talks about predestination? It talks about predestination in Christ. In other words, if you receive Jesus Christ, you are destined to salvation. If you reject Christ, you're destined to perdition. It's your choice. Understand? So these people who receive the microchip now, okay, are they going to go to hell? No, because there's no Antichrist yet. And then God is going to work it out, because the only people that receive the microchip are people who made the decision. Okay, understand? And of course, if somebody, the microchip is forced on a baby, on somebody who's not supposed to receive it, etc., that in front of God is the same like killing somebody, understand? It's like if somebody rapes you and you get pregnant, you cannot be accused of adultery. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
So it's like God is going to, it's more power than the devil. Nobody will go to hell that's not supposed to. And the only ones who receive the mark of the beast, the mark of the chief, will be the ones who, somewhere along the line, somewhere in the spirit world, in their soul, in their conscience, in their subconscious, they rejected Christ.
So they made a decision already, you say?
Yeah, it's like God has all the angels he needs to be able to save anybody who needs to be saved.
Now, why can't somebody change his mind and take the microchip out?
Well, it just, even today, there are people who receive a spiritual microchip and a spiritual mark of the beast and don't change their mind anymore. You see people who decide to become atheists and they die an atheist. Also, Jesus said in Matthew 24, this gospel shall be preached all over the world. Matthew 24:14, and then the end will come. In other words, everybody will hear that taking the microchip, it's something against God, because Revelation 13, it says that the beast will open his mouth to blaspheme the name of God and to blaspheme the Christians, his tabernacle, his dwelling on earth, which are the Christians. To blaspheme the tabernacle on earth means to blaspheme the Christian. We are God's tabernacle. We are the temple of God. So the world will know that this guy is going to blaspheme God in heaven. So to receive his microchip, which by then it will be the chip of the Antichrist, of this great leader, everybody will know that the Christians are saying, don't take it. Even now on TV, when they advertise the microchip, like you saw in this video we showed, they are saying that some people are worried, some people are not worried. There are all kinds of, in this program, it didn't show much, you know. But in some other programs on TV, national TV, people are complaining. They say, that's wrong. That's against civil freedoms. And they heard that this thing is of the devil and you shouldn't take it.
So don't you think there are going to be very few those who will accept the microchip? Because even the atheists, I don't know if they will want to risk.
I think it will be very few who don't accept it. Because in Revelation 13, it says that the whole world follow the beast.
How can they, if everybody hears that it might be the mark of the beast?
Because they laughed your face. In the days of Noah, a preacher of righteousness, for he preached for 120 years, and people didn't care, they all died in the flood. Jesus said, wide is the door, wide is the gate that leads to destruction, but narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. This world... there's nothing. Look, you go to Nazi Germany, they were almost all supporting Hitler. Look at the communism conquered half of the world before it collapsed on its own garbage. The world will follow anybody who will give them whatever the selfishness desires. You know, Nazism for the Nazis, communism for the communist, capitalism for the capitalist. It's like selfishness for the selfish people. This world receives what they deserve. This world has not repented of crucifying Jesus yet. A man like Jesus comes here, gets crucified, and the world is still not repenting. The world is without excuse. Everybody knows that somebody came here and there is a religion called Christianity that preaches that he resurrects, you better find out. And he preached that you go to hell if you don't get saved. And they make fun of it. Oh God, I don't deserve to go to hell. But let me tell you, you're already with a foot and a half in hell. The only thing that's stopping the unsaved, the unbelievers, from going to hell is this life of flesh. Because the life of spirit, The immortal life was lost in the garden when our ancestor Adam and Eve decided to follow the devil. It's like at the end of this life, there is not going to be a judgment who's good and bad. It's like people are already dead. They're already in hell. They're just living in the flesh. God is giving them a chance to say they want to receive Jesus, a chance that nobody deserves. So what can I say? God is very righteous to send Jesus on the Calvary to die for us, to sacrifice his life. And it is still, Jesus is not enough. I tell you, Jesus is not enough. Nothing is going to work. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you. In Jesus' name, the Lord help us all.
Amen.
To resist the mark of the beast, not to take it, to die of starvation if we have to. But it says in Revelation 12:6-14, that Jesus is going to take care of us. He will give us food. He will take care of us if we are in his will.
Thank you, Lord.
The woman, the bride of Christ, will be taken care of.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord bless you. Send us your messages, your email, and any questions. We'd be happy to answer you. And Brother Joseph, God bless you. Amen.
Yes, I know that you, Brother Joseph, made a lot of detailed Bible studies about the rise of the Antichrist and his reign, and about the Jews and their final days, and about the rapture of the church. Especially, you have very interesting studies with lots of scriptures. And a lot you've been teaching us about the persecution of the Christians and how to overcome, how to survive during the hard times ahead. And I want to encourage the dear listeners who are with us now to tune in with our radio, www.radiowithjesus.com, where they can find out many more interesting Bible studies on this subject. Also, you are welcome to write to us on our email, info@radiowithjesus.com, and we will send you any materials you request, CDs and DVDs on this subject. God bless you, and may you stay forever under the protection of Jesus.
Amen. In Jesus' name.